County Board will convene an open session. County Council, I'm going to report on close, please.
We went into close session at 1:25, came out at 3:34. From 1:30 to 2:05, we dealt with item 13G, a flood control matter. On that matter, Supervisor Chris recused himself. He came back at 12:06 when we resumed county business. Then from 12:25 to 12:27, we dealt with item 13H, which is also a flood control matter. We came back at 12:28, resumed county business, and the balance of the time was dealing with county business. No reportable action.
All right, thank you. I'm going to move to item 9A for a motion to extend the proclamation of local health emergency from the county health officer.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion and a second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb-Seff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Thank you.
I guess the only question I have regarding that is at some point, it doesn't have to be next time, but at some point, you have to see a summary of whatever data's been collected for the year associated with that. Item 10A, County Clerk.
Okay. This is our annual appointment of a delegate and an alternate to the California State Association of Counties, CSAC Board of Directors for the 21-22 Association year. And they normally will request this of the clerk's office. And this needs to be, appointment needs to be made prior to their annual conference, which is on November 29th this year. Last November, Supervisor Valenzuela was appointed as delegate and Supervisor Chris was appointed as alternate for the 2021 Association year.
Move to appoint Supervisor Valenzuela as delegate, Supervisor Chris as alternate.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb-Seff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Hupp?
Aye.
Thank you.
And next is a unscheduled vacancy on the Shasta Valley Cemetery District.
Yes, the Shasta Valley Cemetery District does have one unfilled vacancy now due to Gary Freeman's resignation. This is for a position with a term ending January 1 of 2024. The clerk's office did the notice of vacancy posting as we normally do, and then the cemetery district also posted the notice within their district boundaries back on September 9th, 2021. And just a reminder, members of the Shasta Valley Cemetery District shall be registered voters living within the district boundaries and are required to file a Form 700 Statement of Economic Interest. At the time the agenda worksheet was created, though, the clerk's office had not received any letters of interest in filling the position. So if we could, please continue that, and I will follow up with the district, see if they've heard from anybody.
We will do so.
Thank you.
11A, minute approval.
And for August 3rd, Board of Supervisors, I've received no corrections.
So move.
To approve.
Motion and a second.
There we go. Okay, Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb-Seff?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yeah.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Hupp?
Aye. And everything, unless there's board and staff reports.
Next week.
Okay.
Next week.
All right. Not seeing any. I see no public online or in the audience. We're adjourned.